The Southeast Alaska Subsistence Regional Advisory Council says it's too early to turn state management of sockeye fisheries over to the federal government. Bertram Adams, Sr. of Yakutat, chairs the council.
We found that it'd be very difficult to extend extraterritorial jurisdiction, in the areas that Angolan is concerned about, because it was not only going to affect, those areas that Angolan is concerned about, but other areas as well, such as Cake or Huna.
Instead, the council recommended waiting 3 years to see if government officials, fishermen's groups, and Angoon leaders can find alternative solutions. The proposal came from Kootsnuwu, Angoon's village native corporation. It asked the statewide subsistence board to back a federal takeover of Northern Chatham Strait fisheries. The corporation and village leaders said that would increase subsistence sockeye salmon harvests. That's because the federal government gives customary and traditional fishing a higher priority. But Adams says the proposal might not allow that to happen.
We also found the Secretaries of Interior and Agriculture does not have the authority to manage the resources. All they can do is shut things down.
The regional advisory group's opinion strongly influences the statewide subsistence board. That panel will send its recommendations to the federal Interior and Agriculture departments, but it will not be made public. Kootsnuwu officials were disappointed with the advisory group's decision. Board Chairman Floyd Kukesh, also an advisory council member, said its recommendation is incomplete.
One of the things we really have been struggling with is having the state and the federal governments working together, and that's what we're looking forward to seeing happen. And we're doing this not just to create friction, but to work on making it better for the subsistence user and for Angoon.
The advisory council did recommend re-examining management plans for the area's seine fishery and the nearby Hidden Falls hatchery, and it called for studies and regulatory changes to increase Angoon sockeye catch. Representatives of government agencies and fishing groups suggested a variety of solutions at the meeting. Kukesh worries whether they will follow through.
It sounded very sincere. We seem to have had some good people out there, but the one thing that we wanted the most was to get it in writing. We seem to be a little lacking because once this meeting's over, people are going to kind of go away, and we're hoping we can maintain the momentum where we can keep them there.
Tlingit Haida Central Council and other tribal governments testified in favor of Kootsnuwu's extraterritorial jurisdiction petition. Sea Alaska General Counsel Jaylene Arujo, who is from Angoon, said the regional native corporation backs the plan. She said the federal government has a better policy on subsistence, but doesn't always use it.
The problem that we've had and continue to have is while it's a federally recognized right, it's not always a federally protected right. We have the federal agencies, and I speak with all due respect, that are too quick to delegate or give up jurisdiction to the state. Federal agencies often simply adopt the state bag limits and harvest limits without making their own determinations and considerations.
Others talked about how subsistence sockeyes fit into Southeast Native culture. Alfred McKinley Sr., who's fished since 1944, said those catching the sockeyes share with those who can't.
In Tlingit, they say, ka'ich toshi, ka'ich toshi. You help each other. That's how our people are.
Commercial fishermen, hatchery, and industry groups testified against the petition, calling it overkill. Petersburg's Jeremy Jensen, Seines in Chatham Strait.
I think before we get to the point where we're eliminating whole areas for fishing, we need more research, more data, and a better understanding of what's happening.
Others said part of the problem is a key spawning route with a difficult waterfall. They suggested blasting or building a fish ladder below Kanalku Lake, where Angoon residents harvest sockeyes. Bob Thorstenson is with the Southeast Alaska Seiners Association.
Can't we fix the frigging falls first? Let's get the fish in the lake and worry about who owns it next.
If recent history holds, federal officials will make their decision on the petition within 4 to 6 weeks. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Juneau.